USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During President Trump's impeachment trial, House Prosecutor Jerry Nadler began to lay out the case to remove President Trump from office.
The object of the president's Ukraine scheme was to obtain a corrupt advantage for his reelection campaign. As we will show, the president went to extraordinary lengths to cheat in the next election.
Nadler, speaking in the well of the Senate, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows said lead prosecutor Adam Schiff didn't say anything new.
It was just a repeat and a repeat and a repeat of the same things that he has been saying for a long time. You know, no new substance, no new arguments, just a lot of rhetoric that's not supported by fact.
House prosecutors have 24 hours to present their case over 3 days this week. The president's lawyers will then have 24 hours over 3 days to answer the charges. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
One person was killed and seven people, including a young child, were wounded in a shooting near 3rd Avenue and Pine Street in downtown Seattle, Washington. Police say there were multiple people with guns. The shooting occurred during an argument outside of a McDonald's. Authorities are searching for more than one suspect. Fire Chief Harold Scroggins says,
Harborview is reporting that they received seven. We transported five, so that's the piece we're trying to put together if two self-transported or got there by some other means.
Federal prosecutors say that several members of a white supremacist group plotted to carry out a paramilitary strike at the Monday gun rally in Richmond, Virginia. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr said the men were doing more than just talking about violence, having built an assault rifle and purchasing more than 3,000 rounds of ammunition.
They packed food and supplies, including a gas mask, intending to load their truck, quote, for the war, end quote, in Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Democrat who's running for the White House is suing the 2016 party nominee. USA's Chris Barnes tells us why.
Presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton in New York for defamation, claiming a Clinton lie has hurt her White House campaign. In the suit, Gabbard says Clinton purposely tried to derail her 2020 aspirations by falsely stating that Gabbard was a Russian asset. Gabbard says Clinton's comments may have cost her campaign over $50 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
During a press conference, the U.S. Secretary of Defense is discussing the vetting changes being put into place. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is visiting a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, following a deadly shooting by a Saudi national in December. Speaking with reporters, Esper says the Defense Department is working to improve vetting procedures to prevent such actions from happening again.
DOD annually trains over thousands of students from over 150 countries. It's very important to us building alliances and partnerships, all of which makes us more safe and more secure. The vetting changes will be far more comprehensive. It'll look at every aspect of the background, it'll look at social media, and it will also involve continuous monitoring once they're here in the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.